Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Fed Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Whether a good thing or a bad thing, what did you get or inherit from your parents? 206-421-ROCK.
A couple of comments here says, I like this one. I inherited my dad's monster dong. He left it to me in his will.
Oh, that's very nice.
Someone else says,
he put it in a box.
Like, oh.
The bow.
Being German and Puerto Rican, my mom told me I was destined to be angry and drunk. Definitely angry all my life. And used to drink like a fish. I guess she was right. Someone else says, hey, guys, I inherited my red hair. And I mean, like, super ginger. Not just a little bit of red hair, but, like, it came with allergies and literally everything from the sun to nickel. And I don't mean Chad Kroger. I mean the actual metal.
Damn.
Why do redheads get so many freaking allergies? I remember for a little while when I lived in Denver, there's a kid who lived next door. He's a redhead, but he always had, like, all that white stuff plastered on his face. I never got it. And my parents explained, like, he's allergic to the sun. And I was, like, 7 or 8, and I could not wrap my head around the idea. I'm like, how are you allergic to the sun? She's like, look, I don't know, but he's allergic to the sun.
Now, aren't there,
he can't be allergic to the sun. It's the sun.
But there have been studies about redheads and all the different things and different kinds of symptoms and things that they have compared to other people who are non-redheads.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's like, didn't we have somebody call, I believe, a couple of years ago and say, like, look, I have a higher pain tolerance than other people.
I vaguely remember that.
Anesthesia or something like that was the story. Like, they had to get more of it because they're a redhead, and, like, right. they just, like, felt no pain. You know what I mean? Like, didn't get through.
I call it a stronger constitution.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Whether a good thing or a bad thing, what did you get or inherit from your parents? 206-421-ROCK.
I will say, sometimes, too, you get good things, bad things, and then sometimes you got to outlearn those things.
What do you mean?
Like, you've heard, or just get them out of your system. You've heard my stories. I mean, my father would fly off at just off the handle,
right.
Mm-hmm. So for me and my brothers, we had to work very hard to be like,
keep it together.
Like, we're going to take a breath. We're going to take this out. Because my initial instinct is to be like, F that person.
Right.
F this. Yes. Burn it down.
Was it your uncle and your father on the day, what, your cousin was born or you were born, whatever, they're in a bar fight? Like,
yeah,
at the time.
Yeah, my one cousin,
of the birth.
Like, right. He's being born. And then it's like my dad and two of my uncles were in a fight at a bar on the 21st Constitution. Or 21st
First
Amendment.
Amendment, sure.
21st. Yeah, because somebody walked in and called one of them short.
What is that?
Well, it's insulting, all right, Miles? Like, that's what it is.
I know, but who just does that?
I know.
Who walks in?
More the guy than
I'm talking about.
I don't know you, but yeah, you're right. Short.
See?
What is that?
Sorry, I got upset. I got upset.
All fired up.
I got upset.
Dial it down. Dial it down.
What do you mean down?
Hello, Ben. Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Hola. So what did you inherit?
Large in the area that a man likes to be. And then when my son was born, the doctor said he's well endowed.
The doctor actually said that out loud?
Yes.
My doctor just said yep, because I was giving him a look. Seriously. When my son was born, you know, you don't want to say anything. It's a big moment. There's like four nurses. There's a doctor. But dude had a massive crank. And I'm just like, holy crap.
Yeah.
So the doctor looked at me. He could tell what I was thinking. He just went, yep.
Yeah. When my daughter was born, the doctor looked at me and I said, yes, she has huge breasts like I do. He said, yes, she does.
So how big is your penis compared to the average?
I don't know, 10. It's really wide. That's the part I think they like.
Who's they? Is that multiple girlfriends, multiple wives? What do you got going on there?
I have a wife, soon-to-be ex-wife, and I want to give a shout-out. Thank you very much for having an affair and leaving me and setting me free.
Well, do you think
she wanted a smaller penis?
Yeah, did you think she was on the hunt for something a little bit, you know, smaller?
No, her boyfriend's last name is Little. Do I need to say any more?
Jesus.
All right.
Okay, good time.
So you inherited a big, wide penis.
God doesn't give you everything. You know what I mean? He might give you a big crank, but you never know. You might be dumber than a box of rocks.
There's got to be some irony to the guy calling in a radio show to brag about the size of his penis. Like,
and his wife left him for a dude with less than Little.
So you know, keep talking about it. It's obviously that important.
The silver lining in this is you might have a big penis, but it doesn't guarantee anything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Now it's like, just you. That's your giant penis.
You can have an empty castle, but the keys to it, I guess.
Right. Yeah, it's like having a big arm, Jeff George. Right.
With an apple in it. It's like a baby's arm with an apple.
There's just some like quarterbacks that it's like, he's got an amazing arm. This and that. It's like, right, you can't read a defense.
Right. Yeah. Get sacked a lot.
I think the first time I heard that was from my grandfather. Oh, you know him. You know what he's up to. He's out there. He's got a baby's arm holding an apple. He loves the women.
I know.
You never heard that one?
No. Oh, yeah. It's like an old one. Yeah, just picture.
He's got
a baby holding
like
an apple.
He's got a baby's arm holding an apple down there.
Ladies love him.
Whether a good thing or a bad thing, what did you get or inherit from your parents? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Sarah. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So I inherited from
Hello?
Sarah.
Oh, wait, I think you just threw a bit. There we go. Welcome back.
Yeah, Sarah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I inherited schizophrenia.
For real?
Yeah.
Now, is this something they knew who, from mom or dad?
It's actually from grandma.
All right, so was this something they ever talked to you about when you were younger? Like, look, some weird things might happen to you because grandma, or did they have no idea?
They had no idea that it would happen. It started developing when I believe I was around 15 years old. And I went to my mom, who has a long list of mental illness, just like my grandma. Because my mom has a borderline personality disorder.
Well, what is the difference between borderline and full on? Does she have a couple different people that she acts like?
No, she just is like really, really clingy, you know?
Okay.
Okay, I follow what you're saying.
How do you know that
what told you something was internally wrong?
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't know. You can't diagnose that on your own. Your body is doing this on its own, so there's nothing that you can do to control it. How did you realize that things just didn't seem right?
I went to the doctor, and I was like, look, something isn't right here. They gave me, they went ahead and they asked me a long list of questions about, you know, a certain type of mental illness that is in my family. And I told them what my mom had, what my grandmother had. I told them about some past trauma that went on in my life. And they chalked it up basically to having high-functioning schizophrenia with anxiety and depression.
Okay. And what exactly, because we all hear about schizophrenia, right? And people make their jokes and all that, but the truth is, I don't know precisely what it is.
So I have auto hallucinations, so I hear things, but I don't see things.
And whose voice do you hear?
There's a few voices that I hear. I'm on medication right now, which helps.
Now, when you hear voices, are they saying something specific, or does it just sound like background noise in a different room?
It's very scary what I hear. I don't want to really go too into it over the radio. But
and does that trigger the anxiety then, obviously? Because you're,
yes.
you're okay. So, yes. So that's the main trigger for that. So you don't necessarily just have anxiety every once in a while. One precludes the other.
Correct.
And this has been since you were 15. And what was the first trigger that told you something was wrong? Did you hear a voice, or is it something different that told you something was off?
There was a massive trauma that happened way back when I was 15. And ever since then, I've just been...
Okay.
All right, Sarah, let me ask you this. Do you feel comfortable enough to have your own children that you feel like that if you happen to pass this down to them, that this would be something that they could manage?
I absolutely do not want to have children because of this.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. That makes sense.
That's a sad... I just didn't want to have kids that I want to buy crap for them. Now I got them.
Right. Yeah.
Whatever reason.
And Sarah, do you have a boyfriend, girlfriend?
I'm married.
You are married. And your husband understands, what's going on. And can he at times, obviously he's going to be there to help you. But can he see when something like this, maybe there's a trigger or something is happening where you just don't seem right that day?
Yes, absolutely. He's wonderful. When I go into a panic, he makes sure that I have liquids. He makes sure that I have my medicine. He makes sure to, hold me if I need it.
How long do you wait to, when you're first dating this guy? Some people have a conversation about herpes. Some people tell you that they have a kid. How long do you wait in a relationship if you say, hey, man, this is something you should know because it's a legitimate thing that I have to deal with?
Actually, my husband and I have known each other since we were kids. Oh. So he's known all along ever since this has happened. So.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, that's, I'm glad you're doing good.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow,
absolutely.
Okay. That is just... I always hear about schizophrenia, right. But I'm always like, I'm not entirely... What I thought it was years ago, someone explained, it's not that. Mm-hmm. Right? The multiple personalities are like, that's a different thing.
Right.
So I was like, then I don't know what it is at all, because I always thought it was that, right? Because I was always like, always like, oh man, they're schizophrenic, and they talk about different personalities. Someone said they're not the same freaking thing.
Yeah, I think you only know about those things if it affects you personally. Unless you go and do your own individual research. It's also very difficult to explain to somebody something that they can't fathom experiencing.
And I can't.
Yeah. Because you can't. You don't understand what that is. It's like someone who has migraines.
But I like to not be empathetic about it.
Yeah, you might have a headache, right? And if you don't get migraines, you don't understand the difference between a headache and a migraine.
So. Much different animals.
Right. But no one can explain to you. They can tell you, like, I can't deal with sound.
I just need to lay in a cold bathroom floor.
Leave me alone.
And leave me alone.
The only thing I can equate it to is throwing up, and you know what I mean, and being just pissed drunk and not being able to get my crap together and just having a hard night. Because that's what I'm laying on a cold bathroom floor throwing up. Well, so that's not a migraine.
Right. You know what I mean? That's alcohol poisoning.
Right, exactly. That's just me throwing up bile.
But I can relate to that.
Right. Whether a good thing or a bad thing, what did you get or inherit from your parents? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Hey, guys. So, really love the show. First time caller. But I have sent you cookies before because I'm the Nabisco baker.
Oh, nice.
Thanks for the cookies, Mike.
My pleasure.
And the crackers.
I was going to say.
Billions.
Yeah, the Ritz crackers.
We just had some yesterday with a delicious crab dip, so thank you again.
My pleasure.
Yeah, the ones without seasoning suck, by the way.
They were terrible.
What in the hell's going on?
What are they thinking?
It's all the butter spray, right? It's all the butter dust on the Ritz?
Yeah. The Ritz cracker without the butter is absolutely inedible.
It doesn't even taste like a cracker. I mean, it blew my mind, man.
Maybe that's what they spray on those pretzels.
Yeah.
Right. Same kind of butter dust. All right, so what did you inherit?
Butter dust.
My old man still retains possession of this, but I'm picking it up day after tomorrow when I go see him because he lives in Santa Rosa and the city keeps burning down.
Yes, that's a problem.
It's been an issue. He's given me a narwhal tusk, which he was a 22-year-old lieutenant sent to Greenland in 1967 and traded an Eskimo, the proverbial two cartons of smokes and some beads. But he came away with a narwhal tusk.
How big is it?
It was in my house growing up. He also came home with a ship's bell, which goes to my little brother, which the story he still cannot tell us because it would be.
Is that whale the whale with the single tusk?
Yeah.
It's kind of spiraled in the front?
How long is the tusk?
The tusk was about 6 feet long when I was a child. It is now about 5 feet long after 50 years of getting.
Oh, sure.
And you can legally possess this thing, I guess. Mike, are you there? And he's gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there's a place in town that has a giant whale penis someplace, like Ivers, or it wasn't.
Yeah, there's a place somewhere.
Somewhere. I mean, if it's not Ivers, sorry, but I thought it was like the one on South Lake.
But why isn't it always okay to show like an animal penis, right? You can go into
That's what a pixie stick.
An old restaurant, right? A door kick, right?
Pixel stick or whatever.
Oh, this is a horse penis, right? But if you mounted a human penis, that's obscene. Here's this little flaccid 3-inch human penis. There's a 6-foot whale penis, and that's cool.
Yeah.
Right, but in other parts of the world, there's penises all over. There's parks full of them.
What?
You've been to a penis park?
You...
No, I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure this. It. I don't want to guess the wrong area, but it's like, there's like a day of celebration.
Oh, yeah, well, there's one in Japan for sure.
All right. So, right.
Yeah, they have a festival.
I mean, there's like a day. Right. You know, you
right,
just walk into the bar.
The park's there 364.
And then the other thing is like... If you like all of these great sculptures.
That's right. Penis doesn't have a lot going on for it as far
but
as
it
like
does.
There's Breast Cancer Awareness Day.
Oh, no. Nobody cares
there's
about
all
that.
Kinds of other stuff out there. Nothing for the penis.
Well, Michelangelo, he's been flashing his for years.
That's what I'm saying, man. When we were in Italy, you know, it's all these beautiful marble sculptures.
The David.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Not Michelangelo. Right.
And all you look at is penis. And it can be a little boy. It can be an old man. Right. One thing they have in common. Their D is out. I mean, and they wear clothes every... Like, he's wearing something on his shoulders. I'm like,
every day,
why is he not covering his
every
penis?
Every day is a day. You know what today is, right, everybody? Well, are we all caught up yet on what every day of the year is?
Today's coffee day.
National coffee day.
All right. That's correct.
We should know that? Because we live in Seattle. It's national coffee day.
All right.
Every day is national coffee day in Seattle. This is a Tuesday, so to speak, to put the joke on it. But nothing about penis.
A penis day?
Yeah.
Like what day would you
like? You have a penis. You go to McDonald's. You get a free Big Mac.
You got a penis. You get a Big Mac.
You know what I mean? I got a penis. I want the free Big Mac.
Mike, is there a national day for it?
What I have here is the first Sunday of April every year in Japan is essentially National Penis Day.
Okay,
why don't we make it the same here?
They celebrate with parades of large phalluses all around the city, and
is there a park?
It's a pickle park.
I've heard of a park in like South Korea or something like that.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like I think it's just
what
here.
Is it with this park?
Well, it's just like they. Man,
is it the one
I'm not
day?
Making a joke, okay. But I'm saying like it's more celebrated or honored and this and that, and so there's a park that just has a bunch of sculptures of penises. Yeah.
I told you about the Alley of Penises in Fremont.
Well, that's right.
Which the architect put in there to give a big F you to the city of Seattle because they kind of cut his art project a little bit down. So he
it takes a minute to, but Miles goes, man, just follow me, right? And we're walking.
It's covered in ivy.
It's like, what do you see? And then it's kind of like, that looks like a D. Oh my God, there's D's everywhere.
Yeah, it's a wall of penises.
Oh, it's a.
Oh, look at that thing.
Hasandang Park.
Is that a bird on top of that thing? What is that?
There is actually a bird has landed on top of the penis.
Oh, what a great spot, huh? What a view on top of this thing.
It's like I tell everybody when I'm having a few beers, I bring receipts.
Whether a good thing or a bad thing, what did you get or inherit from your parents? 206-421-ROCK.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
We'll dial in Ryan Castle there in his basement studio dungeon and Sit and Spin coming up. We've done Mr. Songs. We've done Mrs. and Miss Songs in the last two Sit and Spins. Today we go to the doctor. Well, the doctor is in.
Doctor.
10 songs about Dr. Such and Such. That is on the way after emails on our question. Whether a good thing or a bad thing, what did you get or inherit from your parents? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, yes, in my family, I am considered the genetic reject.
That is such a sweet thing for family to say. Why is that?
Do you get a plaque?
Yeah, come on, Rudolph.
Well, you know, I've got a few things. Basically, any genetic problem that anyone, like my parents, grandparents, they have, it's all been passed down to me. And so I'm expecting a lot of great things in the years to come. So I'm just going to throw out a few examples. You know, I've got pretty severe scoliosis. I've had two surgeries. And
I dropped
about 4 inches of height.
Okay.
As a result, you said
you lost 4 inches of height from the surgeries?
Just from the scoliosis alone. The surgeries are trying to help it, but, you know.
Okay, how did they work? How did the surgeries work?
So, the first one, they tried to fuse some of the vertebrae so the curve wouldn't get worse. But at that time, it was experimental. And so, ultimately, it ended up doing nothing, so I found out 20 years later.
Well, okay. That's better than doing something bad.
Second surgery comes around. What do they do this time?
So, this time, they fused the bottom third of my vertebrae, like the bottom third of my spine.
Okay.
And so that's to fuse it with my hips. So hopefully, same thing. It won't get worse, so it's more well anchored.
All right.
So
I've looked into it. I've got scoliosis.
That surgery,
I said, I've got the same. Well, I've got not as severe as yours, but I've got it in two different spots on my back, and I've always wondered, is there anything that could be done about this? Because my posture is ass.
Yeah, if you don't have to get surgery, I would not recommend it.
Okay.
I've had a lot of other neurological issues and stuff after, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, dealing with the back and the spinal column, that's cord is a big deal.
What other genetic issues do you have?
So, I did want to say, because of my scoliosis, I've had people come up to me and say, man, did you get in a horrible car accident? Because, like, my neck is so curved, it looks like it's broken. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a great opening question.
Put that on your Tinder.
What's that?
So that's a great opening question from anyone. Hey, name Steve. You've been in a car accident?
Right. I know. Let's just say I've had to have a great sense of humor to deal with this stuff. So,
what else you got going on?
So when I was a kid, they used to call me Dumbo because one ear was straight out and the other was halfway tucked back.
Oh,
so
no.
Had surgery on that one, too. I've had a number of surgeries.
You look like a curious dog,
amazing,
I guess.
I tell you.
Okay. So did they tuck the other one, or did they just stick the other tucked one out? What did you choose?
They tucked both of them back.
Ah, okay.
All right. And do they look normal now?
Yes, they do, but they haven't grown since I was six, so I have very small ears.
Do you wear your hair longer to cover the small ears?
I would if I wasn't balding, which happened in my early 20s.
Jesus,
you don't have a teeny tiny mouth or anything, do you?
No,
okay,
I
don't. Good, good.
Now, tiny ears, a curved neck, a balding head.
All
and
right,
you know what's crazy about that is
well.
There are two things on your body that continue to grow, right?
Your ears and
it's your nose and your ears, and you've taken 50% of that off the table.
All right, what else you got going on?
And I got a long nose, since we're throwing that out there, too.
All right.
So
you look like Mr.
I'm
Burns.
I'm extremely thin. I can't gain any muscle at all, and I tried for a period of years, so that doesn't happen.
Well, it probably makes your crank look bigger.
Yeah, we'll not go there.
Okay.
So
I've got an unusually small penis.
I'm just saying, it doesn't work.
And my pubic hair is balding. Right. It's, I'm a receding pubic hairline.
Right. I'm also allergic to everything that breathes or grows. Plants, trees, animals, everything.
So what was childhood like, man? I mean, were you just in a bubble and people walked by and made fun of you or what?
Yep. That was exactly it. Absolutely.
Okay. Do you work now?
Oh, yeah. I work in mental health now to try and help other people.
Okay. That's
nice.
Hey, that's great.
All
because
right.
You know what, man? You probably know a lot about that. Just dealing with.
My thought would be this. I'm in there. I'm a client of yours. All right. So I'm nervous. I'm already uncomfortable because I'm always comfortable talking about it. And as soon as you walk into the room, I would say, that dude with the tiny ears, he's qualified.
Mm-hmm.
He can help.
Right.
So you said down the road things could be a little bit worse. What is the one thing that that you're not looking forward to? That's a possibility.
Well, I'll just say that my grandparents died of cancer, Lou Gehrig's, Alzheimer's, and heart attacks. So I have that to look forward to.
What age were they? Was it younger than normal, or was it an expected lifespan?
Let's see, 60s, 80s,
All right. 60s.
Yeah, 60s, 80s, right around there.
Okay, so, but you said you're allergic to everything. You're allergic to plants. You're allergic to animals. What do you eat?
Oh, I can. So I'm good with foods, I should say. I'm actually good with foods. The only thing I'm allergic to is tree nuts. Otherwise, foods are safe.
Tree nuts. So you could eat a peanut?
Yes, I can eat peanuts.
Oh, you're good,
because that's a ground nut. Yeah. All right, yeah, as long as you eat peanut butter, man, who cares?
Yeah. All the rest of the problems, they melt away. Get yourself a jar of Jif, bam.
Right. What else, what else are non-tree nuts that you can have? What else is a nut that's...
Well, it's pretty much peanuts. I mean, I don't know of any other non-tree nuts.
I don't either. That's what I was asking. I figured you know.
Peanut, that's the money shot. By the way, somebody said, based on the description you gave, they're imagining Gollum.
I was imagining Mr. Burns.
Somewhere between the two.
Yes, between the two. Absolutely. I could be their love child.
Okay.
Child of Mr. Burns. Put that on your Tinder profile. That will get him.
What do you do to, like, relax a little bit? Like, can you have a beer? Could you smoke something? Or is that just all gone, too?
Well, I mean, I could, but also my body doesn't react well to varying things that I put in it. It has strong reactions to stuff, so I basically just avoid people and hide out. It works out really well.
Much like the Gollum.
Have you ever dated in your life?
Oh, absolutely.
And?
A lot, and they've all failed miserably.
Okay, well, that has nothing to do with any of your problems. Trust me. I mean, that's everybody.
Yeah, that is.
No, it's right. Them. It's not me. It's totally them.
Cool. Yeah, of course.
That's what I tell myself.
Right.
All right, you're lost.
Whether a good thing or a bad thing, what did you get or inherit from your parents? 206-421-ROCK.
He sounded sexy, though.
He seems very upbeat.
Yeah.
He was very upbeat for a guy that admits, like, if you took Mr. Burns and Gollum and they made it and had a kid, I'm them.
Mm-hmm. I bet he's got a great knowledge of movies or something. If he's just hanging out all the time, maybe he reads a lot of books.
I'm saying movies, books, comics, and peanuts.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me as a huge sports guy.
No, I'm thinking not. Hello, Steven. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, I inherited a blood disorder from my father.
Awesome. Already good news.
And it didn't come to light until I had a knee surgery. And then I had deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolisms and was hospitalized for 11 days.
Now, what specifically is a pulmonary embolism? Is that when there's like a clot moving through your heart?
It's blood clots in your deep veins in your legs.
Now, was that hereditary or was that something that you brought on yourself? A lot of long-haul truck drivers get that. A lot of people who sit for a long period of time kind of bring that onto themselves.
This was a disorder that it's a gene-related.
Now,
and
what age were you when you had the knee surgery to find out that you were the lucky lottery winner of all of these things?
53.
Okay, so you went your whole life dealing with it and really didn't know that anything was, you knew something was wrong, it just had not been diagnosed?
Well, I was a previous emergency medical technician in the fire department on an ambulance, and 2 weeks after surgery, I went into the fine orthopedic doctor and said, hey, I got deep vein thrombosis. And he looked at me and says, no, that's normal swelling. My leg was the size of a tree trunk. I had difficulty breathing, and that was the clots in my lungs.
Jesus.
That's a pulmonary embolism.
So you went to a different doctor and they figured it out, I guess?
Well, I argued with this doctor, and he kind of blew me off like, you know, oh, you just know too much.
I got WebMD.
Yeah, and it's like, hey, doc, my leg is the size of a tree trunk. It's hot to touch. It's red and inflamed. And that's textbook, even in the EMT book, of deep vein thrombosis. So 2 weeks go by, and I end up at work urinating blood, which is called gross hematuria. So it's like, oh, that came out of me. I better go to the hospital. So I did. And, of course, the ER doc goes, yep, Steven, you have deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolisms after the CT scan that they did. And I'm like, yeah, I told the doctor 2 weeks after surgery, and he kind of said, nah, it's normal swelling. And it's like, no,
yeah,
no,
for
it's
group.
Not.
So what now that you're okay and out of the woods, what do you have to be careful with?
Well, I'm still not out of the woods. This doctor, hematologist, took me off blood thinners after 6 months of therapy back in 2011. 2014, I had another episode of deep vein thrombosis and pulmonary embolisms, hospitalized again for another 6 days. And the new hematologist came in and says, hey, Steve, why did the doctor take you off the blood thinners? And I said, well, I kind of argued with him about that. And I said,
you know, if you're going to take me off the warfarin or Coumadin, why not just have an aspirin to keep my blood thin? The disorder is called factor 5 protein C resistant heterozygote. I mean, I could pronounce it better than this hematologist I had.
Because you have it.
2011.
Yeah. That's the difference. If you've got it, you will pronounce it for sure.
Yeah. And the second hematologist in 2014 said, I have the same blood disorder. That's why he went into hematology. And so he put me back on the warfarin or Coumadin. Same drug, different name. One's generic, one's, you know, the I want to cost you more money because the pharmaceutical companies, you know, want to name something. Oh, yeah, it's better than the generic.
Sure.
And cost more money. But anyhow, I ended up having, you know, a second DVT and PE hospitalization, which almost killed me. They had inserted in 2011 one of those IVC filters.
You're above our head on this one. You tell me.
Those look like a tulip wire, you know, an upside down tulip wire in your inferior vena cava.
Where's my vena cava? We don't have this, yeah, so we don't know.
Okay, well, are you doing, I mean, you said you're not out of the woods yet, right?
No. I'll be on the blood thinners for the rest of my life. You know, how long that will be.
Okay, all right. Well, hang in there, man.
Yeah, 62 now, and been listening to The Rock since I was a teenager.
Well, we appreciate that, for sure.
You know, it's like over 50 years or more ever since you guys have been on the air. So thank you very much.
And we're still playing the same four AC/DC songs. Mm-hmm. That's
good news.
That's the thing I appreciate. You get that continuity.
Yeah, you only know the names of stuff. You can only pronounce things correctly if you've had them.
Or you're the doctor telling. So like, that's about it. Like, but he's like, man, they put the whatever the wire thing was into the other thing. And I'm like, look, you've lost me, man. I don't even know what part of your body.
Only people that have had chlamydia will pronounce the H correctly. You know what I mean?
I know that it's not the clat.
Exactly.
That rat is a strong thing.
Whether a good thing or a bad thing, what did you get or inherit from your parents? 206-421-ROCK.
I'll say, when did you find out there's a difference? Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. Hold on. So, it's actually not me. My son inherited albinism from his mom and I. So, he is albino. He is white hair, white skin, light blue eyes. He has no pigment in his skin whatsoever.
So, you said he gets it from you and his mom. And I know as a parent, you can pass anything down. But is there any of this in your family history as far as you know?
I am... Not that I know of. My mom thinks that she might have some in her history, but his mom was a 6-foot-tall redhead. And just the combination of our two genes, for some reason, happened to come out with that.
Okay. Right. How old's your son?
He's 17 now.
Okay, you said she was. Is she not around anymore?
No, she passed away 9 days after he was born.
Okay. Jesus. All right, so you raised him by yourself. And how did he adapt? And how was life hard for him growing up?
Well, so along with albinism, usually comes low vision, and which is like, you know, not very good vision, I guess.
Sure.
He has a thing called nystagmus in his eyes, so his eyes kind of jiggle back and forth. So when he was a baby, he couldn't really control that. His eyes just track back and forth, left and right, the whole time.
Okay.
And then he also has a underdeveloped macula. So you've heard of macular degeneration.
Yes.
His is underdeveloped. It never fully grew.
So where is the macula? I've heard the term, but I don't know where in my body that is.
That is... center point of your eyeball that gives you dead center vision.
Okay. So it sounds like mostly vision is the primary thing that's affected on this.
Well, kind of. I mean, he has, so basically he can only see about 30 to 40 feet in front of him. He can't see details, and he has no center point vision. He only has peripheral vision.
My wife says I can't see details either, so I don't know if that has to do with albinism.
And he's also completely fair skinned, so the poor kid lives in sunscreen.
I was going to say, what is there a prescribed sunscreen that it's like 95% blocking rate, or something that you can't get on the shelves?
No, not really.
So it's basically whatever we can get.
70 is the highest you can get. Anything above 70 really doesn't do anything.
And he's got to put that on every day. Like today would be a primary day. It's, you know, 70 degrees right now, 78. Jesus, 78. that's amazing. Yeah, what the hell's going on? So today would be a day when he'd have to put on sunscreen.
Absolutely, yeah. Because he does the sports he does for school, he does cross country and track.
I was going to say he's not doing anything with the ball.
Cross country.
He definitely cannot do ball sports. We've had one experience with a ball sport. We lived in this townhome. There were some other kids playing with a soccer ball. And the kid goes, hey, can he play soccer with me? And I said, well, we can try. And the kid kicked the ball. My son took it right to the stomach. And I said, nope, no ball sports for you.
That happens anyway, whether you can see or not.
That's true. That's true.
That's part of the game. Okay. Well, I'm glad he's doing okay.
Is there anything that he's wanted to do that the albinism has prevented him from doing?
Driving. He can never drive.
Right.
He wanted to be an air flight and a fighter pilot.
No, Top Gun style.
I was real with him from the beginning. Was like, dude, that's probably not going to happen.
Don't you think that maybe, though, based on, you said he's 17 years old?
Right.
Don't you think in his lifetime, just maybe there will be something out there along the way that can help somewhat correct his vision?
I truly hope so, you know, because... unfortunately, because of his vision, like, you know, especially living up here in Washington State, we've lived up here for like 5 years, he doesn't get to see the beautiful views that we get to see. You know, like, we live in South Marysville, but we live on a hill, so we can look out over this whole sound.
Right.
And we'll walk by it, and I'll go, man, that's a beautiful view. And he'll go, I wish I could see it.
Yeah, but guess what? That's only 4 months out of the year, so he's not missing it the rest of the time. Lights are already shut off here any moment now. So.
Yeah, I mean, right, there's a chance, right, with technology you get there.
He's still
not going to be a fighter pilot.
Right.
No.
Right, yeah, I'm hoping in the future they'll come out with something, whether it's something that attaches to his brain or maybe something they can implant in his eyeball that's, you know, on a microscopic level.
Okay.
Give him that ability.
Is he a smart kid? Is he a senior in high school now?
He's a senior in high school. He is super smart. He's a straight-A student.
Where does he want to go to school?
He's looking at Central and University of Washington. He's thinking about going into nursing because that's something that visually he can see pretty well.
That's pretty cool.
And, yeah, he's a great kid. He's an awesome kid.
Okay, well, tell him we wish him the best of luck. And you as well.
We'll do, guys.
Okay, thank you for the call.
Damn. And that dude raised him alone, man.
I know.
That's
I understood that he said a past tense that his mom was not around. That's why I was wondering, how long have you raised this kid? Because
9 days after his son's born.
That's a lot for anybody to swallow.
The kid's 9 days old.
Within a week period.
And it's like, hey, I know you have a 9-year-old. I know he's not sleeping much at 9, the baby, but also your wife is that. Like, that is a lot. To take in.
Whether a good thing or a bad thing, what did you get or inherit from your parents? 206-421-ROCK. We just dropped all our calls. We're going to take a break and come back. We got Ryan Castle on the way. We'll send Spin on with 10 songs about Dr. Such and Such and your emails from our question coming up next in the men's room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.